Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you're having a great day. Look, I wanted to go through today and just talk about what I think is the most important thing from a perspective of a technical trader. And a technical trader is somebody who sort of reads the charts to make the decisions to buy or sell. Now, obviously, that's what I do. I'm a technical trader. I also invest in crypto, but my courses and my structured strategies are in technical trading, as I've been doing that for a very, very long time. Now, I often see people getting, I guess, lost in all the individual elements that are available in technical analysis. And that's, you know, you've got so many different indicators that you can use. You've got so many different patterns you can look at. I mean, the choice that is out there, even with your most basic trading platforms, it's immense. And this can bring with it some difficulties. Obviously, if you don't know what you're looking for, it makes it very difficult to know what to bring, you know, what indicators to use in what scenario, what pattern at what time, you know. And then you talk about multiple time frames. So it's like, well, okay, we've done it on this time frame. Now I've got to go and analyze the higher time frames to work out X, Y, Z. So there's a huge amount that is out there that you can learn. Now, I speak from experience here and say in the first sort of 2 years of my trading, when I started out, I sort of took with me what I'd learned from school in a way. Well, let me explain this better. That what I get at is that people that studied a subject would tend to get better grades, right? So I figured, right, once I find out what I want to do, I just need to become an expert on that subject, and I'll be, you know, that's how I'll learn how to do it. You know, study time, spending time learning about the market, learning about all of the different elements and aspects. Now, because I did this, I didn't focus, and look, I largely didn't really know what I needed to focus on, but I effectively put myself in a position where I knew all about all the indicators, like not all of them, but you know, I knew what the new indicators that were coming out. I knew how things were calculated. I tested so many things and read so many things and learned so many things that I had a really good, like I could talk to people about indicators and whatnot all day, but I couldn't still pull it together into a strategy that would actually make me money. And I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that are listening to this that are in a similar type of position. And it can be frustrating. You know, it can be really, really frustrating. I mean, if you haven't got a strategy of your own, or if you haven't, you know, worked one out, or you're not currently learning one, it's difficult to know where to look. So for those of you who haven't got your own strategy yet, I sort of want to do this to point you in the right direction for what I believe to be the most important tool that you will ever learn. So focus on that, which is price action. Effectively, price action, coming back to stripping everything back, right? Price action is simply price measured by time. If you use a candlestick, for example, a candlestick, if it's a 1 hour candlestick, that 1 hour candlestick represents where the price opened, where it closed, the highest that price went to within that hour, and the lowest price that went to within that hour. That's just simply, that's what the candle shows you. Now, that alone gives you an idea of, in that time frame, who was in control of that time. That hour, who won? The buyers or the sellers? The buyers or the sellers? Now, in trading, we can buy, we can sell. They're the two options that we've got. So it's pretty important to have an understanding of what's going on. Now, you combine those individual candles into a chart, and you start to bring trend into that. And trend is the culmination of a series of these candles. And that can also show you a pattern of direction, and you can start to see some similarities coming about and things repeating themselves. Now, this is without including any moving averages, without including any indicators, without including anything at all. When I trade, you'll notice if you're on my socials, or if you're been on the website, if you've looked at the content that I put out there, guys, it's, my charts are very straightforward. They're very simple. I use a 10 and 20 period moving average and a MACD. Then I use support and resistance, Fibonacci, that sort of stuff. But it's my charts aren't cluttered because I put the biggest emphasis on the price. I want to see what the price is doing in the certain zones, how it's reacting to certain levels, what it's doing on the 1 hour chart, the 2, the 4, the 8, the 12, the 16, the daily, the weekly. Because once you understand how to read what price action is telling you, it's applicable to any time frame. That's what I love about technical analysis. It's any time frame Once you've got a good strategy, right, you can apply it across any time frame that you like. Now, of course, there will be some strategies that are better off, or you know, work better. Maybe not work better, but are more user friendly for intraday trading. I.e., you know, you don't have to be as quick. If you're trading a cradle trade, for example, on a 5-minute chart, you've got to be very, very quick. If you're trading a Fibonacci booster, you don't have to be so quick. You can set it up differently. So naturally, there will be some strategies. And it's more so about the order process than the trade itself. There will be some that will be better tailored towards, intraday trading or swing trading. So coming back to the price action, it is a true representation of price measured by time. It doesn't care about what Twitter's saying. It doesn't care about what Facebook's saying. It really doesn't care. It is a factual piece of information there on the chart for us. And that's what I like to have. No nonsense information where I can apply my experience, my strategies, and basically go to bat. Because if I don't have an understanding for the buyers and sellers, it's going to be very difficult for me to either join the buyers or join the sellers. So guys, that was just a quick one, just about price action, how important it is. Jump across to tradercob.com, have a look there, guys. There's heaps of content. You'll see what I'm talking about with this cradle zone. You'll see what I put out there. You'll see how clean my charts are, and I hope that it rubs off on you. Have a great day. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.